Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. It is October, and it's Halloween month. And it's my favorite time of the year, by the way. That means that, you know what you just heard. You just heard the theme song for the great Svengoolie. And it's Sven's busy, busy time of the season. So we wanted to get Rich on to talk about some of the stuff that's happening in his October schedule. So much stuff. He's very, very busy. And we're going to find out where we can hear and see Svengoolie during this holiday season. And Rich Coes, we welcome Rich to the show. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All nice right, to buddy. Talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Getting ready for this busy time of season, huh?
Yes, this is the time of year, as I've mentioned before, that my boss, Neil Sabin, always says, as Christmas is to Santa Claus, October is to Svengoolie.
So yeah.
It's pretty much true.
Yeah, I'm looking at your schedule, and you've got something going on all the time, all month.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, and, it's always cool to do it. I have to, of course, pace myself, having had some coronary problems in the past.
Yeah.
But I try to, measure it out and get enough rest and everything.
Well, good. Well, just make sure you take care of yourself, Rich.
I will do what I can.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about, before we get to your schedule and your appearances and stuff like that, how are people enjoying the time change?
Actually, pretty well. I mean, obviously, there's some people who are not happy with it because they would plan their evening where they do something else earlier and then would come home in time for the show a little later. But for the most part, the reaction has been real good, and the ratings have been good. So it seems like it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that's great. I have to tell you, last couple of weeks have just been so great on the show because, you got to show two of the classic Universal Monster movies.
Yeah, which I think, is a great way for me to kind of kick off my Halloween season when you have the original Frankenstein and the original Wolfman. It's pretty cool to be able to present both of those.
The Wolfman might be my favorite. He's definitely my favorite Universal monster. The Wolfman.
Is he really?
Yeah, I love him. But one of the things I love though is your imitation of Larry Talbot, which is just so funny.
Would you like me to favor you with that?
I would love to hear your Larry Talbot.
When the moon is full, I become a wolf. Can't you help me? Really, anything. Here, or lend me $10. Either way.
By the way, I haven't talked to you since you played that Hercules movie, The Sons. I have to. What is it? What's it called? The Medusa.
Medusa against
right.
The son of Hercules.
Okay, that was one of the most entertaining nights I've spent watching TV. That movie is ridiculous, Rich. I mean, completely.
Really? And it's so funny because it's got like a real high end guy doing the special effects.
Yeah,
Tyler Rimbaldi.
Yeah,
who did E.T. and Aliens and stuff like that, and it's like, here's this, the Medusa, instead of being like a woman with snakes for hair, it's like, a kind of strolling tree trunk with the CBS logo in the middle of it.
Well, you guys had a lot of fun with that one, I got to tell you. And I love the fence around stuff. So I just, that was very entertaining. That was very entertaining.
I'm glad. Now, did you see my big article in the Chicago Magazine?
I did not.
Oh, in the September issue, the one with inmate Blagojevich on the cover.
Yeah.
If you look on the very last page of it, I was very fortunate. A great writer, Bill Zamy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know he was a fan of my show. And he had said, I write this thing called, you know, The Back Room or The Back Page or something like that. And he said, why don't you be my Mr. October and you know, we'll talk. And he came in and we just chatted for like about an hour and a half. Really enjoyed the conversation. He turned it into a nice little article.
Oh, cool. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, take a look at it. I was very flattered that, you know, a writer of his status would be, you know, writing about me.
Yeah, he's terrific. I've had him on the show several times. He's a tremendous writer. That's great. We'll have to look for that. So we'll look for the issue with Blagojevich on the cover.
Yes, and if you get bored, you can color in his hair and make it dark again.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, well, let's talk about your let's get started on your schedule on Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
On the 7th, you will be at the Chicago Ghost Conference. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you might know Ursula Bielski,
mm-hmm.
who leads ghost tours and has been investigating the paranormal for a long time. She's been having this ghost conference every year, and when she gets a chance, she invites me to make an appearance there, posing for pictures with people, and it should be a lot of fun. And if you're interested in the paranormal and ghosts, wow, there's all sorts of people who have written books and who investigate this type of stuff, and a lot of vendors and things. So you can really get into the whole ghost busting sort of vein if you head in there.
Okay, and that's the Chicago Ghost Conference. That's noon to two this Saturday afternoon at the Brower House in Lombard.
Mm-hmm.
And Lombard, Illinois. So
you
go. Chicago Ghost Conference. That's your first event coming up here. And then on the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. you are going to a 21 and over Halloween costume party and performance of Hair.
Yeah, this is another place that I've been to. This is, I think, either the third or fourth year. The Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso. Great theater company, very established there. In the past, they've done stuff like Frankenstein and Young Frankenstein and Night of the Living Dead on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, they decided to go in a different direction and bring back, you know, the early 70s. So they're doing Hair.
Yeah.
And before that, you know, they have this special event where they have a Halloween costume party and there's food and drink and everything. And you get to meet me. I'll be hanging around there, the usual. And it's always a lot of fun. It's a great, great venue, and they always put on terrific shows.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, by all means, come on out to that. You know, Valparaiso is not that far a drive from Chicago.
Right. It's not, yeah. And that's Friday evening the 13th. Check out chicagostreet.org, chicagostreet.org.
Exactly.
For more info. Then the following day, Saturday afternoon on the 14th, you're going to be at the classic, the famous Fantasy Costumes in Portage Park.
Without a doubt, one of the most famous and most popular costume shops in the Chicago area.
Oh, yeah.
It's been there forever. Everybody knows it. They've got a huge, you know, huge inventory of costumes. You know, if there's something you need for a Halloween costume, you're going to find it there.
Yeah. And you're going to be there from 4 to 6?
Yes, 4 to 6. I will be there and, you know, happy to take pictures and sign autographs once again.
And you got a busy day then because an hour later, you're going to drop in and host the Svengoolie category of cosplay contest at the C2E2's Monster Bash.
Yeah, everybody knows the big C2E2 convention usually happens in the spring, like, you know, late March or April, around there. And they decided to do a Halloween bash this year at the Logan Arcade on Fullerton in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they said, we always have you out for the convention. And since this is Halloween, why don't you come out? And they said, we've got an idea. Let's do, among the cosplay things, a special category of Svengoolie costumes. Enough people dress up as me all the time at Halloween and even the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. If you can dress up like me, come on and show up for that. And, you could win passes to the C2E2 convention for this year. And also, you know, I'll pose for a picture. Now, the one thing about this one is, because we're only going to be there for a short period of time, since we're going to be in transit there, we won't be able to do a lot of signing or regular posing for pictures
right.
with everybody.
Right. And so that you got to be 21 and over, and you have to RSVP and sign up.
Yeah, you have to go to C2E2.com and sign up before the event. But I'm looking forward to this. Let's see how many people we can get to come out there dressed like me.
Yeah.
And it's cool because, you know, those C2E2 passes are pretty valuable.
Absolutely.
And there's so much going on there, so many different celebrities that show up there from comics and entertainment.
Yeah, Cade. And then the following Saturday, the 21st, it's the Nightmare on Chicago Street. How many times have you done Nightmare on Chicago Street?
Boy, you know, I've lost count.
Yeah,
It's been every year for such a long time, and it's always such an amazing event. We've talked about this before. You imagine that the city of Elgin has been taken over by zombies.
Yeah.
There's been some sort of zombie outbreak, and the main, you know, area right around Chicago Street is the safe zone. So you can get into the safe zone. Occasionally, zombies will wander in there, but it's really great. A lot of great special effects all around the area there. And again, there's music and food and a lot of vendors, and you wouldn't believe all these people walking around in costume.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And Nightmare on Chicago Street, 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., Saturday night, the 21st. All right, Rich, hang on, okay?
You bet.
Okay, Rich Coes is with us. He's the best. And we're giving you the rundown for Sven season. That's what we like to call it now. It's Sven season. He's making a lot of appearances, and we'll talk more about that coming up. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.
They did the stomp. Sven Gulli stomp. They did the stomp. Sven Gulli stomp. When the mood is full, the mummy's wrong. Now everybody's doing the Sven Gulli stomp. Well, I went to a party last Saturday night. I walked into the room. It was an eerie sight. Everybody dressed like monsters, you see. They were watching Sven Gulli on MeTV. He stood there in his casket. He was laughing away.
There you go. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That is Freddie Boom Boom Cannon with the Sven Gulli stomp. And we are talking with Rich Coes, also known as Sven Gulli. And he's got a busy holiday. Well, yeah, it's a holiday. Halloween season, in which we like to talk about every year. And let's get Rich back. Hey, Rich.
I haven't finished stomping yet. Wait a minute. No,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the video, by the way, for that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we had a lot of fun putting that together. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have a bunch of our celebrity pals help out there.
Yeah.
Including Gilbert Gottfried. Now, here, I'll tell you something really surprising. Gilbert has invited me to do his podcast.
Ooh.
Gilbert Gottfried's incredible, amazing, colossal podcast. And that should be coming up close to Halloween. But I'm very flattered because he's had, you know, huge names on there.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in show business. And recently had Richard Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's had my pal Jamie Farr on there. Talks to all sorts of great showbiz people, and I'm very flattered that he's going to be talking to me.
That's great. And you can let us know when that's going to be put out, right?
Yeah, I'll let you know for sure when I know when it's going to be up.
Yeah, that's great. Now, by the way, speaking of Jamie Farr, those promos that he cut for MeTV are fantastic.
Aren't they great?
Yeah.
First of all, you know, the guys that work on those promos, Joe Dale and John McInerney, two of my buddies there, they come up with such terrific stuff. And Jamie himself, you couldn't ask for a more fun guy. And not only that, but he's got so many great stories.
Yeah.
He worked with so many of the people that are in these Universal movies that I show.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of stories about him and everything. He was just terrific.
Yeah, and all the promos are really fun. I also love the one of the promos that I really love is Alf Talks About Me.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorites. So, all right, let's get back to your schedule. On October 27th, oh, I know these two people.
And they are?
Rokan and Anna DeVlantis.
Yeah, they've been nice enough the past few years to invite me. They do their special Halloween broadcast. And this year it's at the Hofbrau House in Rosemont.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they will be talking about how you can get tickets and sign up for it. It's always a lot of fun. They often will bring me in to do the news or ruse game.
Right, yes.
Which
yes.
is a lot of fun. You got to, you know, decide if the headline they give is real news or if it's something they just made up.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great bit. It really is. So that'll be fun. That's at the Hofbrau House in Rosemont. Then the next day on the 28th, You'll be at the Classic Volo Auto Museum, another place that you have been to countless times.
Yeah, we go there pretty much every year right around Halloween. And we always have a great crowd there. And it's always so much fun. There's so many cool cars there to see. Mm-hmm. And every year there's new stuff that they bring in. It's definitely a big family location because they have, you know, free haunted train rides and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to see all the amazing, you know, movie and TV cars and other classic cars. And there's, you know, four or five buildings of antiques and collectibles, too.
Yeah, it's a great place. It's a massive place. And you go there. You'll be there 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday the 28th at the Volo Auto Museum.
You bet.
And then that night, you got a late night thing going on.
Yeah, this is a first. I'm going to be playing a casino.
Yeah!
At the Rivers Casino. I'm doing their Halloween Monster Bash. And this is another 21 and over thing.
Right.
But it's great. We'll be up there. I'll do signing. And funny, I'll be again hosting the costume contest.
There you go.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. And then finally, on Halloween, another two people that I know, you'll be appearing in the morning on Bill and Wendy's show on Halloween.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm like a boomerang to WGN. I keep coming back. But, yeah, that's another tradition the past few years, every Halloween.
Well, that's a busy schedule, and if people want to check it out, they can go to svengooley.com and go to the appearance section.
Right, yeah, the information is there. And always check back every so often because along the way, you never know, there might be some additional stuff that comes up. We've had that happen before, and, you know, want to make sure everybody knows where I'm going to be
All right.
what I'm up to.
That's great, and we want to tell everybody because you're the best, Rich.
Oh, that's nice of you, Nick. You're always so nice and supportive.
Oh, well, I love you, man. You know that.
I do.
What do you got coming up this Saturday on the show?
Oh, you got to love this one. We've talked about this. The famous very first Steven Spielberg masterpiece. You know what I'm talking about?
Duel.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I love that movie.
Dennis Weaver being chased by a mysterious trucker.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because we were talking about this before, I think. And it's like there's times when you really don't have much sympathy for Dennis Weaver.
It's true.
In it.
Yeah.
He comes off as kind of like a jerk.
Yeah. I'll be watching on Saturday, Rich.
Very good. For the part where you can see Spielberg reflected in the phone booth window.
Oh, okay. I will watch closely. And I'll be watching it on the DVR because I have an event that I'm doing Saturday night where we're going to be performing our show live for a podcast.
That's right. I've been hearing about it. That's very cool. It's at the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Yeah, Old Town School of Folk Music. It starts at 7, so we're direct competition, Rich.
Well, there go the ratings for this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Rich, you're the best, man. Have a great season here for Halloween, and get your rest too. Okay,
I'll do what I can. Thank you for everything, as always, Nick.
Okay.
And hopefully, we'll run into you again soon.
All right, buddy. I'll see you.
Okay.
There you go. Rich Coase, everybody, also known as Sven Gulli, with a very busy month. Check out svengulli.com under the appearance section, and you'll get all the information for his appearances for October. All right, we'll take a break on 720 WGN.